Today we are starting Bezrat Hashem Simon Dal. We're really in the bottom of page 15, but we're not going to get past there. So we're just going to do Hakadama today to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, especially Netilas Yadayim of the morning. But as you'll see over here in Simon Dal, the very, very complicated thing over here is he's going to go back and forth. Mechaber is going to go back and forth over here talking about different types of Netilas Yadayim. The problem is he doesn't really tell you when he's talking about this type and that type. So in order to understand this, you have to understand that there are different types of Netilas Yadayim, and there's different sources for these different types of Netilas Yadayim. If you don't get this down, you'll get very, very lost and very, very confused throughout this siman. Okay, so there are a couple of different mekoros that are brought up. Number one, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, introduces the fact that you have to wash your hands in the morning, Mignei Ruach Ra. When you wake up in the morning, and to go into sleep for the night, you have Ruach Ra on your hands. Okay, we'll talk later on in the siman what causes the Ruach Ra to come, sleeping or the morning and things like this. Okay, but the Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Tevi tells you when you wake up in the morning, after a full night's sleep, you have Ruach Ra on your hands and you have to wash your hands in order to get this sizzah. The Zohar goes on further. It says anytime you sleep more than Shishin Ismin, which is about a half hour, you are going to have Ruach Ra on your hands. Okay, and therefore we want to get off this Ruach Ra. We do have to remember back in the beginning of Simon Aleph, we saw Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal brought down the Ha'ara based on the mice of the Graf Potocki that lowered the amount of Tumas Yadayim in the world. So there could be nafkaminas to this din, as we'll see later on. However, Maker, the din over here we see, based on the Gemara, you have to wash your hands in order to get Ruach Ra after off your hands. The Mishtabura and Sifkatan Chas tells us this is also extremely important because people get very, very confused about this din. He says over here at the end of Sifkatan Chas, he says, Ach Hecha, on page 17, three lines down. It's the Ach Hecha da Netilu Mishum Ruach Ra, and you wash your hands only for Ruach Ra purposes. Levad, lo ayu metakin al zabracha. There will be no bracha that was metakin on wash your hands for Ruach Ra. Lachin an esuchin gan latame niskel el. Therefore, there's going to be other reasons why we wash our hands, especially in the morning. If it was just for Ruach Ra, there would be no bracha. Okay, it happens to be the Aruch HaShulchan seems to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan, our Siman, discusses at length over here, and he thinks there is a bracha for this Netilas Yadayim, but that, we're going to go with the Mishnah Berurah's understanding over here, there would need no bracha. When we say Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning, it is not because we're removing Ruach Ra from our hands. We have to remove the Ruach Ra, but that is not why we make a bracha. So therefore, that brings us to the second source over here of why we wash our hands in the morning, which is a totally different concept, and it's a different source in the Gemara. It's a different Masechet episode. The Gemara in Bracha, Staf Samech Amabez, tells us, Kimashi Yadeh Lema Baruch Asher Kedisharon Savzano Al Netilas Yadayim. When you wash your hands in the morning, you say, Al Netilas Yadayim. But this washing is not because of Ruach Ra. If you look in the Rishonim over there, in the Sugya, there is a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, why we wash our hands, what's the Gemara of the Brachas? And Gemara is talking about that we have this Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Machlokas Rosh Rashba, we are going to come back to many times during this, so let's get this down. The Rosh Hold, we'll soon see it, and Mishnah Berurah is going to spell it out for us, and see if you've got an Aleph. The Rosh writes, the reason is because when we are sleeping, we don't know what's going on with our hands. And since we wash our hands, when we touch any part of our body that is a covered part of our body, our hands go all over the place while we're sleeping. And Bastam, we have to worry that our hands touch something dirty while we were sleeping. Therefore, we wash our hands in the morning. That's what the tikkun of the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is according to Rosh. So hand and cleanse your hands before we go ahead and daven. We're going to daven right now. We have to have our hands clean. Therefore, we wash the Netilas Yadayim. One of the things that would come out of the Rosh happens to be, if your hands are dirty for any tefillah, before you would go ahead and wash your hands for tefillah, you would have to make a Netilas Yadayim. Okay, we're not going to paskin like that l'chumra, but that's the Rosh's opinion over here. We wash our hands in the morning because our hands are dirty and we have to go daven. The second opinion is the Rashba. The Rashba quotes a pasuk where we get the end of the Bracha Modeh Ani L'fanecha from, Chadoshin Livkarim Rabba Munasech. Okay, we are like a new creation when we wake up in the morning. We're a new creation when we wake up in the morning. Therefore, we require a Netilas Yadayim before we start the avoda of the day. We are like the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, before they started their avoda of the day, what do they have to do? They wash their hands in the Kiyur. the kior, the big washing basin in the base of Midash, the kohanim before they start their avoda, it will be required to wash their hands before the day. So too, Chazal were metaking that we, before we start of our day of tefillah and learning and even working, all the things that we're going to be doing in the day, mitzos, those things that require, we have to start the day with an atilas yadayim. That's why we wash our hands in the morning. Okay, there are many, many nafkaminis in the Rosh and Rashi that we'll get to as the simon comes on. Let's see it now in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Alf. He'll spell out exactly what I just told you. Look in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Alf. Yes, the Mechaber says, Yirchatz Yadu Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. That's the Mechaber we'll read today. Wash your hands and make a brachov al Netilas Yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Alf. Yesh Al Zeshnei Ta'amim. There are two reasons for this din of the brachov Netilas Yadayim. Harosh cut of the fish yadayim shall adam asconio saying the esher shall iga be basar matruah palayla. The Rosh writes because the person's hands goes all over the place and it can't be that you're not touch something dirty during the nighttime. Lachzeh tiknu chazal bracha and tiyaz kriyat shema l'tfila. Therefore, they're attacking a bracha in order for you to go ahead and say kriyat shema l'tfila. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba cut of the fish of a shachar achar shena and us nasin kibriya chadash. The Rashba writes that in the morning after we sleep, we're like a new creation. Dichtiv chadash in liv garim rabbi munasech. Tzrichim anu lahodo slowly yisparach shabar anu lifodo yishardo levar shmo. Therefore, we have to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu that He recreated us this day. This day we woke up, we have to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is amongst the other brachas that we say in the morning when we wake up. We're excited for the day. Okay, all these brachas, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning for different things, aspects. So too, we're excited in the morning that we get to start the vote of the day. That's what the Netilas Yadayim was put on. Lachay. Therefore, they are also attacking this to mekadesh yourself before we do our avoda, to wash your hands with the kli. Like a kohen that is mekadesh his hands from the kior before he goes to his avoda. Really, it sounds like a nafkamina should be. We'll see later. It could be the Rush would require this also. But for sure, according to the Rashi, you require it to done with a kli. You need a vessel in order to go ahead and do this. He has a dime. Do me into the kior in the base of Mikdash. It could be, according to the Rush, you just have to cleanse your hands. This has to be washed. Okay? We'll see later on that it could be the Rush would agree to this. What's the lach lemaisa rush rashba? Anu tosim shkishnei atayim lechomra l'netilas yadayim. We paskin lechomra for both stuff. Like the rush and the rashba. Anything that the rush would say you would require, the rashba would say you would not. Anything the rashba would require, the rush would say you're not. We'll be machmer for both shitas, and we'll do netilas yadayim in those cases. We'll see about a bracha later on. We'll see this later on in the simon when we have the rush, but not the rush. We have the rush, but not the rush. And what we do, lamais. Everyone agrees if you forget to make the bracha before going ahead and wash your hands before davening, you would no longer make the Netilas Yadayim later on. You've lost your bracha for the day. You still did the Netilas Yadayim, but you lost out on the bracha. That is the machlokas over here between the rush and the Rashi. Before I got into any questions, clarifications between the Rashi and the Rashi, very important to get down. Okay, once again, Rosh is really for tefillah to cleanse our hands before davening. The Rashba is like this idea of that we're recreated. We have to give a special odah, dumi to the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash before they started their avoda. They would also go ahead and wash their hands of the kira, which is Reisenstein. Then that is why we go ahead and wash our hands in the morning. Okay, fine. Mishnah Berurah passes like both the Chomer, like we just ran inside. There is a third din, which is going to sound similar to the Rush, but everyone's going to agree to this, is that the Gemara in Brachas Das Tesvav tells us that you have to wash your hands before tefillah, before kol tefillah v'tefillah. Okay? The Rush is especially in the morning, because the other Maskani is saying, but also the Rash was going to agree, before every tefillah you have to wash your hands, also Mincha Ma'ariv, you would also go ahead and wash your hands. Okay, the confusing part of this whole thing is the Mechaber is going to go back and forth with the different types of netilas without telling you what he's talking about. So every sif, we're going to have to ask ourselves, which netila are we talking about over here? Therefore, nafkamina, does this get a bracha? Does this not get a bracha? Why do I do need a kli? And things like this, we'll discuss this as we go along throughout the siman. It's very important to get this down. Do a little bit of chazara on the exact machlokas over here between the Rashi and the Rashba. And Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will start again Sif Aleph, and we'll go through the Siman Icon for today.